Chrysanthemum Cliff. I have more dog-related gift ideas.
It's because the dogs are the things that make Christmas magic?
Yes! Yeah. Yeah, yes. Yeah. The gifts that keep on giving. Yeah. So you have to give the gift that keeps on giving gifts. I don't know about you. I suspect that your dog Spade takes a while to dry after you give him a bath.
No, actually. He is he's very furry, so you would think that, right? But he's part black lab, and so they have that like fur that just like insta-dries. Yeah, he dries like within 5 minutes of giving him a bath, probably. And anything you're going to suggest, he would hate. So does not apply to Spade, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, if you have a dog that doesn't insta-dry like Spade, and one of my two takes a while to dry, and then she ends up running around the house and rubbing all over the furniture, and it's such a mess. Yeah. Everything ends up wet. But if you have the Harry Barker terry cloth dog bathrobe, it's not only adorable, but it's super soft, super absorbent. And after you do the bath, you can put that on. So hopefully, you know, the legs are dry because there's less hair going on. But then the body, you can kind of contain some of the wetness. And that is one, harrybarker.com for $48 for the Harry Barker terry cloth bathrobe. That is one piece of the grooming puzzle. The other option, if you've got someone to gift for, and maybe $48 is not quite how much you want to spend a little more, there's something called a Shed Defender dog onesie. So if you've got a dog that sheds like crazy, maybe you have family coming over for the holidays and you're like, I don't have time to sweep a million times. I don't have time to do this 5 times. I'm getting the house ready. You can grab this Shed Defender onesie. It's one of the Shark Tank items, and throw it on the dog. It's $40 at Amazon. They come in different colors. And not only does it kind of accomplish the thunder shirt type snuggy hug that'll calm your dog down for guests, but it'll protect all that hair from just constantly coming off.
Okay, so two things. First thing is this is just like a morph suit for your dog, and it's the most adorable and stupidest looking thing I've ever seen. But I'm looking at a picture right now of what I think is, oh shoot, what are those dogs that like in cartoons they always carry the alcohol like up into the
Saint Bernard?
It's a Saint Bernard wearing a cheetah patterned one of these suits, so it looks like a really skinny cheetah because all its floof has been floofed in, but with this giant dog head, it's literally just go search Shed Defender dog and look at the images tab, and you will be able to enjoy yourself for hours and hours and hours. Oh my gosh, these things are amazing. Oh my gosh, there's a husky in one. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen. That's brilliant, Heather. I like it a lot. I don't think I could get Spade in one of these, but man, do I wish I could.
Yeah, and also, I mean, if you've got someone visiting for the holidays that might have a minor dog allergy, yeah, that'll help kind of control the hair. I mean, I've got friends who can kind of pop a Claritin or a Zyrtec, and they're going to be okay for a couple hours around the animals, yeah, but this will help reduce the hair for those guests as well. Oh,
love it. All right, so I'm going to talk about Christmas songs, Heather. And as a former Christmas DJ, professional Christmas DJ, mm-hmm, you have probably heard and programmed, I'm sure, Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney a handful of times, right?
It's one of the most popular Christmas songs of our time.
Absolutely. And I personally really like that song, which is,
I do too.
I think that is a bit of an unpopular opinion, though. I think there are a lot of people that really do not like that song. But that's fine. You know, there are plenty of Christmas songs that I don't like too, so it's fine. Everyone is welcome to have their own opinion at Christmas time about Christmas songs. I will not judge. But did you know that Paul McCartney makes between $400,000 and $600,000 a year because of that song?
No, but that's good for him.
Good for him, right? He wrote, apparently he wrote that song in about 15 minutes. So he has all the writing credits on it. He performed the vocals and every single instrument on that song himself. And so he gets full royalties every time that song gets played. $600,000 a year for Wonderful Christmas Time. So whether you like it or not, I bet you Paul McCartney doesn't care. Like,
nope.
He's made like about $15 million on that song since it came out 4 years ago.
Dude, that's awesome.
Right? Good for Paul McCartney.
It is. Well, you know, he comes from this lineage of hit factory. I mean, as a former Beatle, like, he knows the formula to make a hit song. And I bet he knew going into Wonderful Christmas Time, hey, this will be a hit. I'm going to perform everything on it, and I'm going to make all the money.
Right?
Boom.
It's good stuff.
Mic drop.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I really like it.